All right. So you ready to do this? Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, and you know about the beeper, right?
Yep, we had that the last time, so I got it. I'll jot the time down right here so I can keep track.
Don't have to. It's going to keep track for you.
Okay.
All right, then. I will talk to you later, buddy.
All right, Mary. Thanks.
Okay.
Hello, old friend. How are you? Well, I said I wasn't going to say how are you because I know what the answer is, but I did it anyway. Automatic responses.
Response.
Yeah, exactly. An automatic response. So, it's been a while since we chatted this way. I'm thrilled to be able to do it. I was thinking of maybe chopping this up into a couple of parts. One, I'd like to start off with, you know, here in our physical world, we have our president come on and do what it's called the State of the Union every couple of years, where they talk about, you know, what's going on in the country. And so I'd like to open up with that. We'll almost call it the State of the Shift, if you will. And in that, I just want to talk about some of the external things I'm seeing. And then after that, we can talk about more me personally and some of the internal things, if that's okay.
Very well.
All right. So the State of the Shift. For me personally, I was just talking to Mary, and I've been following this phenomenon for probably 13 years now. I think it was 98 or 99 when I first drew the information to me. And, you know, in kind of that time period, thinking about linear time, a lot of what you've been talking about is, as I look at the world, the greater world around me, is it's basically following a lot of the things that you've been discussing all along, and some of the key points I'll talk about just so the folks reading the session can kind of understand is here we are in September 22nd, 2012, and as I look around us or turn on the TV, you see a lot of geopolitical things happening that fall right into line with, you know, financial systems kind of being deconstructed a bit, or political systems, governmental systems being deconstructed. We've got, you know, the Arab Spring, where the Middle East part of our world is kind of, you know, governments are toppling and individuals are rising up. Some of that appears favorable and some not so favorable, obviously, because there's a lot of turmoil and trauma, which is what you talked about from the onset. The Occupy Wall Street. What was interesting there for me is it started off with this Occupy Wall Street and then immediately became like Occupy Everywhere. And so there's obviously some collective energy that people are resonating with that are causing them to kind of get out there and protest. The political process in this election year is just highly dysfunctional. And you can kind of see, as you've talked about, we're just holding this up in front of our faces, turning it side to side to look at what you like or what you don't like. The same with religion and a lot of the religious turmoil that's going on, economic challenges, jobs, government debt, all of that. So a lot of that externally I see and I go, of course, this is kind of what Elias has been talking about forever. And then I often wonder, because we've also talked about, you know, doing what's comfortable for me, because me personally, I'm in a pretty good place, you know, that I'm not feeling the level of trauma that's out there. And part of that I attribute to the information that you've put forth and my widened awareness and my beliefs shifting to a degree to where I'm kind of looking through a different lens and seeing this in a different way than many people out there. But it's just interesting. And as I look at this, what one thing that I wanted to ask you about was even with all of this out there, there's still not a lot of numbers of people physically focused that seem to be drawn to the information in this same way, to this type of phenomenon of, you know, your sessions or even we'll talk about Bashar and some of the other folks that are channeling. But I was just curious if you had any comments on that, just the way that people are kind of awakening. This silly question there, but I think you get the sense of direction I'm going.
I am understanding, and I would express that it is not a silly question. I would express to you that in actuality, it is not unusual and it is quite understandable that there are not millions of individuals that may be drawn to the information from the perspective of the sources, so to speak. Meaning, there may not be millions of individuals that are drawn to interact in the form of a session, but it is not necessary, and that is not the point. For the reason it is not necessary is that it actually only requires a few. For the few project the energy of the information, generate the actions of the example, and that spreads, in a manner of speaking, to the millions or the billions even. There, it is not necessary that every individual be connecting to the sources of information, meaning the essences or the channels,
right,
but that they are receiving the information regardless. I would express to you that there are very few areas in your world at this point presently that are not familiar with the terminology of you create your reality.
Hmm.
I would express that that concept in your terms has become mainstream.
Yeah.
Regardless of how it is used, and it is used in many different capacities, even in religious capacities, but it matters not, for the concept is known, and it has not been necessary for every individual to be presented with that concept by an essence or through a channel.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because even you often talked about, you know, obviously everything physical is a mirror of subjective information, and even our media, and you've talked about art over history mirroring the consciousness of the time, if you will. And, you know, I look at TV shows and movies and everything, even though people aren't drawn to the sessions necessarily or to certain channels, every movie, it seems, is of some paranormal, sci-fi, futuristic, you know, things. And a lot of these folks that are writing these movies seem to be tapping into the same concepts that you're talking about of creating your reality and how memory is, you know, actually created or, you know, in the moment or recreated in another moment. It's just fascinating that, and I guess that's one way that the world collectively is awakening to the idea that, you know, we are going to be shifting, and it would be less traumatic if they're open to some of this stuff, even in a sci-fi or a fictional type of a way. becoming reality in the very near term.
Correct. And in that, all that you do is interconnected, and all of you are interconnected.
Right.
And therefore, what one does benefits all. This is the reason that for those of you that are directly availing yourselves of information to be intentionally applying in your life, in your direction, in your actions and your choices, I have expressed, you automatically ripple in energy, and therefore if you are aware, if you are self-aware, it is important to be aware of what you are doing and therefore know what type of energy you are projecting and what you are participating in. But it is a fascination to interact with individuals that express that they are very much in opposition to expressions such as oppression or war and these types of conflicts, but express tremendous conflict in their home.
Yeah.
And generate considerable conflict with their families and express exceptional judgments. What type of energy are they choosing to participate with and encourage? The very energy that they express that they do not want and that they do not like. This is the point. And in this, the few actually influence the many through your actions and example. This is the point that I have expressed for many of your years, that is the tremendous importance and significance of the individual and how powerful the individual is for what you do influences what is expressed in your world. And I would express that the changes in awareness, if you actually allow yourselves to observe, are phenomenal. In the time span of 100 of your years, which is a very small time framework in relation to your history, in that time framework, you have, as a species, increased your self-awareness and your awareness of consciousness and your awareness of interconnectedness so incredibly that it is quite phenomenal how quickly you are generating this shift.
And obviously an outward mirror of that is even our internet, where every computer and every or wireless device, I mean, people are just constantly connected to everyone on the globe, if you will. It's obviously we're doing that physically now, not just non-physically.
Quite so. And I would express that your awareness and your connection to balance and your place in balance is tremendous, how it has increased in such a short time framework, even within a time span of less than 100 of your years, in time span of 50 to 60 of your years, your awareness extending beyond your own species to include your planet and other species has increased exponentially.
And I can see that, obviously. Hey, the power of the universe or the individual, I wanted to ask you about something personally. So I'm belonging to the Sumafi family, aligned Gramada, you told me in a session earlier. And I just the way I kind of am configured, I buy into that completely. One of the things that I've constantly have an internal dialogue with is perhaps the Sumafi teacher in me wants to share this information and shout to the world, "Hey, check out this Elias guy. He's got some really cool, interesting information. You should, really take a look at this." And I've been careful not to do that in the past. Part of it is I wanted to make sure that I absorbed the information enough, and I also did not want to be intrusive to folks and their beliefs. But lately, it's been more and more tugging at me, and I'm wondering, even examining my own motivation for why to do that. Some of it is I'm just really excited, and this is fascinating to me, and it's really cool, and it's helpful in me avoiding trauma in the shift. But then I'm also wondering if it's me being motivated by, you got to look at this, you got to check this stuff out. It's the world is going to change, and you need to know this. And I'm torn with doing that and not doing it, because part of this is kind of the individual. I should be focusing on myself and not focusing outwardly. But I'm just curious about your take there, because it is something that tugs at me. And a part of me is wondering, is it the Somafi teacher in me that just wants to share information? Or, and the flip side is, even though I've been following the sessions, I was just talking to Mary, I don't do a lot of the real cool paranormal stuff that some of the people are doing, like, objectively pull in other focuses or objectively do really cool things with seeing energy and energy centers. And I've got certain changes, but I don't, and perhaps it's just the way I'm configured that I'm not configured to do a lot of that stuff easily. But I'm just curious about my motivation and your thoughts on should I be sharing this openly? And I know the answer is it matters not, but I just want to kind of get your take on the energy of, and by the way, before you answer, because I do share this occasionally, or I have shared this occasionally, and oftentimes the response is, negative. So I also don't share it because I'm like, all right, I don't want to be intrusive, but I also don't want you to think I'm an idiot by trying to push my beliefs on you. So what's your take?
I would express to you, first of all, as you are aware, it is not a matter of what you should or should not do, but it is a matter of what you want to do. And let me express to you, my friend, I would acknowledge in one respect and perhaps lay to rest a concern in another respect. I would express to you that your motivation is being expressed genuinely from excitement.
I would agree.
And wanting to share. Now, this is significant for remember, you are all interconnected. And in being interconnected, but in also occupying a physical reality that expresses separation in its very design, you generate a natural expression of wanting to share with other individuals. Now, let me express to you, whenever you experience, and it matters not what the experience is, but whenever you experience in a manner that is more extreme or is including an element of excitement, and let me be clear, excitement can be expressed in positive and negative manners.
Right, yep.
In this, whenever you are experiencing in an excited manner, there's an automatic impulse to share that, to express that connection. Were you not occupying a physical reality, that would not be present. But you are occupying a physical reality, which creates that element of separation. You occupy individual bodies, which creates this illusion of separateness. Therefore, what you do is you generate expressions that will allow you to objectively, overtly express evidence that connection and that interconnectedness, and you generate these impulses to share with other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
If you are free, you want other individuals to echo you. If you are sad, you want other individuals to sympathize with you. If you are excited and happy, you want other individuals to participate in that happiness with you. You want to share excited states with other individuals. It validates you and it generates that objective evidence of connecting. Therefore, I would express that your want to be sharing information with other individuals is genuine and is very natural. I would also express that if you have attempted to offer information or share information with other individuals pastly, and the response has been negative, not necessarily neutral, disinterested, but that is merely a matter of the individual and what an individual expressing a negative response to you, that is a reflection and a rate for you are not entirely comfortable in expressing what you are expressing.
I can sense that. In certain instances, I almost feel internally the feelings of discounting, you know, sharing unofficial information, but then immediately kind of discounting myself as I'm sharing that. So I imagine that's a reflection back to me of part of that.
Yes, very much so. When you are fairly expressing sharing, for you are excited, and you merely want to share, and you are not attempting to instruct the right. other individual, you will either reflect to yourself positive response, an interested response, or you may present to yourself a response in which the other individual will gracefully accept what you are expressing and in a neutral type of manner express a disinterest. If it incorporates any type of conflict with their own beliefs. But even in that, I would express that it would not be a negative response. It would be a neutral response, and most likely it would be expressed in a gracious manner. It is a matter of recognizing that you are acknowledging your own excitement.
Right.
Is an expression that inspires you, that excites you, that motivates you, that helpful to you, and in that you like it. And if you like it, you want to share it.
Right. Interesting. Well, that's...
And that's entirely acceptable. And it is not a matter of worrying about whether you are being intrusive to another individual or not. But are you condemning the other individual if they do not accept what you are sharing?
No.
Likely not.
Yeah, no.
Well, therefore, you're not being intrusive. You are merely offering a sharing of your experience, which allows you to connect.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I've been thinking about sharing this with my father. He's, you know, getting older and towards the end of his lifetime and getting ready to disengage at some point and head into transition. And it's the information you've provided on transition is so kind of detailed, much more detailed, I think, and authentic than religious ideas that are out here. So even with someone like my father, I'm torn with, hey, Dad, look at this. This would be really cool. Now, he's a skeptical type of guy to begin with. And so my concern about sharing with him is he's going to go, that's all hogwash. And then part of me says, yeah, but even if you don't believe it here, it's going to help you when you're in the transition process and you remember this conversation. You know, maybe it'll help you be less confused. And then even imagining asking you this question, I know you're going to say, look, it doesn't matter. He's going to be fine. He'll figure out his transition as it goes. But, you know, when I oscillate back and forth between, should I share this with somebody that I know will be skeptical, but I think, hey, this could be useful when you're in transition. I don't know. And maybe that's what I do. I just share it without trying to instruct. Just say, hey, look at this. And they can take it and do with it what they will.
Yes. Now, let me express to you in that regard. For this is another factor. When you are engaging another individual and want to share with them, and you are aware of your motivation for sharing with them, and your motivation is either you simply want to share for the reason that you are excited and you want to share, or you want to share for you assess that there could be a benefit for the other individual. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, you want to be helpful. Now, if you are sharing merely to be sharing, automatically, it will matter not what the other individual expresses and whether they become excited with you or not. Your own excitement will be enough for you. If you are sharing with the other individual for you want to be helpful and you perceive that whatever you are sharing may be beneficial for them, what I would express to you is, first, consider the other individual and their perception. And when you consider the other individual and their perception, the source of the information is not important. The information itself is what is important. Do you agree?
Yes.
Very well. Therefore, in this capacity of the information that I have offered, myself being the source, is not important. The information is what is more important. Therefore, when you are approaching another individual, it is not important that you express the source of the information, and it is not important that you express the information precisely or exactly in the manner that I have offered it or that source has offered it. What is important is if your motivation is to be helpful and to offer information that may be beneficial to the other individual, it is not beneficial if they will not listen. Therefore, them receiving the information is an important factor. Would you agree?
Yes.
Very well. Therefore, it is a matter of considering the other individual and their perception. How do they perceive? And when you consider the other individual's perception and what they believe, not their beliefs, but what they believe. For that term of believe is merely another word for trust.
Right.
What you believe is what you trust.
Right.
But what you trust changes. What you believe changes. on what information you offer to yourself. And it matters not how staunchly you believe an expression, it can change dependent upon what you present to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that, when you consider what the other individual believes and what their perception is, you can configure what you are expressing to them in a manner that they can accept.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, that actually... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I would express to you, my friend, you have been privy to these conversations for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
Agreed.
In that, you are also privy in those conversations. I do not speak to every individual the same.
Right.
Where every individual is different. And therefore, it is a matter of, I am aware that the individuals that I speak with want to speak to myself. That is not to say they want to listen.
Oh, that's funny.
I want to listen if what I express is configured in a manner that they can accept.
Interesting.
Therefore, I speak to each individual individually.
Hmm. Well, although what's interesting is you're very consistent, as I look through the digest, the message over and over and over again, you're certainly not contradicting yourself. Your message comes across loud and clear and very consistent over time.
Yes, but I can express consistently and the same information in many different manners. And not contradict myself.
Right, yeah. That's interesting. Well, that's a good segue into some other things I wanted to ask you about. Obviously, as part of the evidence of this shift physically, there's a lot of folks coming through with channeled information, different channels, and you've talked about the difference between an energy exchange, such as what you do with Mary, and channeled information. So it's... Again, the Sumafi in me loving the least distortion, or really being, that's important to me, is trying to minimize distortion. I love comparing your information with some of this other channeled information, and I can kind of call out the, what I would call distortion of beliefs coming through the channeled person or the channel. Bashar is one in particular that I'd like to talk a bit about. I just came across him in a session a few months back and have been paying attention to his videos and his message quite a bit. And what's interesting to me, so just for people reading the session, Bashar is a entity that's channeled by a guy named Daryl Anka, who's physically present this time. And Bashar claims to be a future focus of Daryl that lives in another dimension. He's a, what we would call an extraterrestrial or an alien. But what's interesting about the information with Bashar in particular, it's very consistent to what you talk about, Elias. And so as I think about in linear terms, here's a guy that's post-shift. So he's living in a dimension, you know, centuries after the shift has occurred. And a lot of what he says resonates exactly with what you say. But I do notice distinctions, and I'm thinking that is probably a distortion of the channel, the beliefs of the channel coming through. And as an example, he talks about in order to tune our physical bodies or tune ourselves up to be ready for the shift, we need to detoxify the physical body from certain toxins, you know, eat right and things like that. I'm imagining those are distortions that are part of the belief of either Bashar, who's still partially physically focused in the future, or Daryl, who is physically focused in this time period. Just curious what your thoughts on that are.
Yes and no. I would express that perhaps the manner in which it is being expressed may lead in a direction in which it may seem somewhat distorted, but I would also express that it can be perceived in a different manner in which it would be somewhat accurate, for it is a matter of each individual paying more attention to their body consciousness, which is a part of this shift. Being aware of self and also being aware of your body consciousness and what is efficient with your body consciousness. Now, I would express that when the individual moves in the direction of generalizing in relation to all individuals, that would be somewhat of a distortion.
Oh, wow.
In relation to paying attention to the body consciousness and your individual beliefs with respect to your body consciousness, that is a significant element.
Yeah. And that's interesting, too, just a side, you know, for me personally, I maybe it's just I need to realize that the body consciousness is a bit of a mirror, and it's mirroring outwardly, or like you say, the phone is ringing, gaining attention.
And it does.
Yeah.
It very much does. In this, your body consciousness, as I have expressed from the onset of this forum, is not a shell.
Right.
It is the physical projection of you in physical focus. And in that, for functioning, each of you expresses differently in relation to the maintenance of your body consciousness. Yes, I have expressed that literally you could consume rocks and maintain your body consciousness. But that is aside from the expression of your beliefs, and you all incorporate them, and you all express them, and they are a part of the blueprint of your reality. Therefore, what you consume and how you maintain your body consciousness is influenced by your beliefs in relation to the body consciousness, and the body reflects that. Therefore, yes, what you consume is affecting. Now, there is a considerable leeway, so to speak, in that subject, and it is highly individualized for what may be bothersome to one individual not be affecting at all with another.
Yeah, interesting. And obviously that changes with the time.
Yes, and what individuals express in mass in relation to some substances that you consume as being bad, some individuals can engage and experience no ill effect.
Right, right. Interesting. Speaking of body consciousness, a couple things. I've noticed a ringing in my ears lately, and doesn't alarm me, doesn't concern me. Part of what I keep going to is I'm wondering if it's somehow related to that subjective language that we're trying to decipher. I don't know if it's more of a physical maladed or a physical thing, or if it's more that impulse or that impression that it's related to vibrational tones or subjective vibrational energy or language coming through.
It is both. Uh-huh. It is what you are expressing, and it is also physical, for it is being reflected by the body consciousness. And I would express that this is becoming more and more and more common with individuals in your time framework.
Yep.
More and more and more individuals are experiencing this type of action with the body consciousness, this ringing of the ears, and that is a part of this widening and your body consciousness responding to that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, I was curious, we got 2012, you know, coming up, and there's a lot of energy in the collective consciousness now. You see people with distortions, and I've read what you've talked about, Bashar talks about. This
endings, in a manner of speaking, of old directions and new beginnings of new awarenesses.
Yeah, and that kind of makes sense. New beginnings of new awarenesses. So obviously we've talked about the religious era coming to an end. I'm assuming that's one of the endings. As you had mentioned, our financial systems, our form of exchange, our political systems, those are kind of coming to a close, at least in their current configuration, and going to be replaced by new systems. The date itself, I'm curious about the Mayans, going back to that culture. They obviously had interaction with either through dream mission, which would be kind of non-physical in our terms, or actual physical interaction with what we would call extraterrestrials or beings from another time and dimension. My sense is it's probably both. I would imagine they did have some interaction with what we would consider extraterrestrials physically that help them with some of their mathematics and their stargazing, but it seems, I think you might have mentioned also that they were very accomplished in the dream mission, so they might have accumulated that information that way. Can you talk about...
Yes, I would. I would not necessarily agree as much with the extraterrestrial theory.
Oh.
But would express that they did engage considerable information, knowledge, and awareness through dream imagery and action. I would also express to you that you discount your species and the tremendous abilities that you incorporate when you credit as extraterrestrials with your own accomplishment.
Oh, interesting.
I would express that you are an exceptionally creative and capable and in different time frameworks of your history, you have created different civilizations that have been quite accomplished in different capacities. The Mayans, the Egyptians have been very accomplished in manners that are very different from what you express now, but have offing those different dimensions together to create what?
Interesting. And we're closing out on just the last few minutes, but since we're on this subject, one thing that I have noticed where people aren't really drawing themselves to your sessions, people are drawing themselves to all this, you know, YouTube videos of extraterrestrial activity, spaceships that are being recorded and put on the news in a form that's much more intensive than what has been in the past. It seemed to me, as I looked at that, that maybe there was something to this, you know, connecting with other beings from other dimensions and piercing dimensional veils and coming through, and perhaps that's part of it.
I'm not expressing that that is not real. I'm merely expressing that there is no point of interdimensional breeding.
Gotcha.
But I'm not expressing that these manifestations and that these experiences are not real. They are. And I would express that it is very understandable that there would be a considerable interest in other dimensional beings or even extraterrestrial beings within your own dimension.
Mm-hmm.
For that is an outward expression of that knowing, that remembrance that you are interconnected and you are not the only beings.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And you, to your point, you know, science fiction is closer to science fact than we believe, or that many of us believe. And we've got all of these, you know, very famous, very immersive sci-fi, you know, traveling to other dimensions and time travel and space travel and all of that type of thing that are obviously probabilities that await us in the future.
Quite so, my friend. And not that distant of a future.
Right, yeah, so I certainly am picking up on that. Hey, as we close out, just one thing for me personally. I was talking to Mary a little bit about it. Probably the way I'm configured, obviously because of my beliefs and what I trust in and what I don't trust in, I seem to have a very vivid dream life. I can, when I'm sleeping, and I'm Gramada aligned, so that seems to work for me. But I don't do a lot of what others do in terms of really good meditation where I can engage other focuses vividly, or at least that I don't objectively recognize. I'm wondering if that's a configuration issue or more I just need to practice more and quit dabbling, and if I really want to do that, then spend more time to see energy fields, that type of stuff.
I would express that it is a matter of attention and that it is a matter for you are accomplishing well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I hear the beep, so it's time to say hello to Mary again, my friend. Thank you very much.
Very well. I shall express to you tremendous affection and great supportiveness, as always, to you, my dear friend, in tremendous lovingness. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Elias. Take care.
Hello. Oh, hold on, hold on.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back. Hey, I'm curious. We've talked about this before, but as you kind of come out of this, are you tired, energized? Does it feel like you had a nice nap? What's the sensation?
No.
So it a bit draining.
Definitely doesn't feel like a nap. I would say I think when I'm at my best, I'm a little bit energized, and then after a little while that wears off and then I get a little bit
Well, that's that. Talking to the dead guy, September 22nd, 2012. See you later.